And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, February the 5th, 2015. It's the birthday of the writer and comedian Frank Muir, born in Ramsgate, England, 1920, wrote radio comedy for the BBC for many years, author of a memoir, A Kentish Lad. Frank Muir, who said, "Strategy is buying a bottle of fine wine when you take a lady out for dinner. Tactics is getting her to drink it." He said, "Wit is a weapon. Jokes are a masculine way of inflicting superiority, but humor is the pursuit of a gentle grin, usually in solitude." It's the birthday of Christopher Guest, born in New York City, 1948, the writer and director of movies, including This Is Spinal Tap, Waiting for Guffman, and A Mighty Wind. William S. Burroughs, the novelist, born on this day in St. Louis, 1914, grew up in a wealthy family, did not care for it, didn't care for Harvard, kept a .32 caliber revolver in his dorm room, tried to join the army, got a psychiatric discharge, worked odd jobs, moved to New York City, where he met the beat writers Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, before they were known. Burroughs became addicted to morphine, sold heroin in Greenwich Village to support himself, wrote a memoir, Junkie. It's the birthday of the physicist Robert Hofstadter, born 1915, New York City, famous for his research on the nucleus of the atom. He measured the precise size and shape of the proton and neutron, the particles of the nucleus, for which he won the Nobel Prize in 1961 for presenting the first reasonably accurate picture of the structure and composition of atomic neutrons and protons. And it's the birthday of the playwright John Guare, New York City, 1938, grew up in a show business family. His father had been an assistant to George M. Cohan. John Guare, author of the plays Musica, The House of Blue Leaves, Landscape of the Body, and his best-known work, 6 Degrees of Separation. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled Adage. When it's late at night and branches are banging against the windows, you might think that love is just a matter of leaping out of the frying pan of yourself into the fire of someone else. But it's a little more complicated than that. It's more like trading the two birds who might be hiding in that bush for the one you are not holding in your hand. A wise man once said that love was like forcing a horse to drink, but then everyone stopped thinking of him as wise. Let us be clear about something. Love is not as simple as getting up on the wrong side of the bed, wearing the emperor's clothes. No, it's more like the way the pen feels after it has defeated the sword. It's a little like the penny saved or the 9 dropped stitches. You look at me through the halo of the last candle and tell me love is an ill wind that has no turning, a road that blows no good. But I am here to remind you, as our shadows tremble on the walls, that love is the early bird who is better late than never. Adage by Billy Collins from his collection Aimless Love, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.